the Gemara gets right into Avos and tells us the diak and the second word in the Mishnah. Arba Avos Nezikin. Avos implies told us, which immediately leads us to wonder about the nature of the relationship between Avos and told us. Are they Shabbos-like? Are they Tumah-like? Are they Kayotzuven? Are they Lav Kayotzuven? So when the Gemara talks about the Avos of and told us of Tumah, so the Gemara number one turns our attention to the opening Mishnah Maseches Kelim. The first paragraph of Kelim, as we discussed, is really an introduction, not just to most Maseches don't have an introduction at all. But Vakama has an introduction to the Maseches, or to the first couple of Prakim. Kelim, the first paragraph, is an introduction to the entire Seder. It begins with, it ends with levels of Kedusha, and begins with levels of Tumah, to the different types of Avos HaTumah. And then the Gemara begins to talk about differences between Avos and Toldos. And so you see that the Toldos say in Lav Kayotzben. So just a little bit of background once again. And the Torah has a list of, depending how you count them, 10, 15, 30, 40 different items which are Tamei because of what they are. Not because they caught Tamei from something else. Mitzorah is Tamei because he is Mitzorah. And Nida is Tamei because she is Nida. Not that she becomes Tamei because she came in contact with Dam either. She is a Nida and therefore is Tamei. Yoledes. Woman gives birth. She's not Tamei because she touched the baby. The baby is Tamei. The baby is Tar. She became Tamei because she's Yoledes. And so on and so forth. Nevela could be non-human Avos HaTumah as well. Meat of an animal that didn't receive a proper Shechita is Nevela. It's Tamei because it is Nevela. A dead Sheret, one of the Shemona Shratzim dies. It's Tamei because it is a Sheret. We usually translate Av HaTumah as something which is Tameh in its own right. Then the first couple of Mishnayos in the first paragraph of Kelim list the various Avos HaTumah and rank them, categorize them according to how chamar they are, largely a question of how many different ways can they transmit Tumah. This first list that the Gemara here quotes, the opening words of Maseches Kelim, Avos HaTumah, Sheret Shechazara Tameis, those are things which are, Mishnah goes on to say, only transmit Tumah through Maga, through direct contact. They don't transmit Tumah by being carried. They don't transmit Tumah by being under the same ohel. They don't transmit Tumah by being eaten. They are the simplest, lowest level, most kal avos in the sense that they only transmit Tumah by Maga. There are others which are metame in multiple ways. Some avos Tumah are metame by Maga and by Masa. Some are metame in other ways, ohel, and so on and so forth. Then the Torah tells us in the Shemini, we saw those psukim, that not only are the Avos HaTumah Tameh, the Torah tells us that the Tumah can be transmitted, as we were just saying, can be transmitted to other items as well. Whether it's the Mag of Amasa, whoever any given Av transmits Tumah, Avos HaTumah can transmit Tumah to other items. To what sort of items? Four categories of things in the world can be Mekabalei Tumah. Adam, Kalim, Ochel, and Mashkim.
Why do they have
Why are they not one category? Why Ochel, Mashkim separate? That's a good question. Certainly, Ochlim have unique features and Mashkim don't. Each of these categories has its own unique features. There are rules for when an Adam is a Mekabel Tumah, and there are rules for when a Kli is a Mekabel Tumah. It has to fit the rules of Maseches Kelim. It has to be made of certain materials, and each material has its own quirks and nuances when it's Mekabel Tumah or not. Stone is not Mekabel Tumah at all. Metal is Mekabel Tumah only if the Kli is finished. Wood is Mekabel Tumah, but only if it has a receptacle, if it has a base keeper, and so on and so forth. Ochlim are only Mekabel Tumah if they were Hukshiru Mekabel Tumah. If they were rinsed as one of the seven liquids, which is obviously not relevant to Mashkin. There is some debate about whether the Tumah of Mashkin, or how much the Tumah of Mashkin is Daraisa. Midrabanan, Mashkin are more susceptible to Tumah than foods. That's Sigis in the end of Maseches Chagiga. Those are Din and Drabanan. So there definitely are differences, perhaps even in the Torah, Sigis and Drabanan, between Ochlim and Mashkin. So Adam, Kalim, Ochlim, Mashkin, the four categories of things in Mekabel Tumah. And as we said, so you have a step down. So the Av is something in Mekabel Tumah from an Av, we call that a Rishon. a Rishon Mutuma, 1 degree removed. And that, as our Gemara tells us, could be Adam Kelim Ochlim or Mashkin. The Gemara tells us that a Vlad Hatuma, a Rishon Mutuma, can or later can only transmit to Ochlim Mashkin, not to Adam Kelim. So Adam Kelim never drop below a Rishon. That's one way of talking about it. And then food and drink, Kulin food and drink could go down to Sheni. Truma could go as far as a Shlishi. And Kachim, Karbanos, Basar Karbanos could go as far as a Revi'i. And those dinim are in large, derived in, the fifth parak of Maseches Sota. For the drashas are for a lot of these
people.
Kayim Adam could become a Rishon. Right? So we looked at three major topics. We touched on three topics that come up over the course of the Gemara and the Tosfos here. One was the question that Tosfos raises about the Gemara. Is it true? Is it true that Toldos say him lav kiyo to them? The Gemara says, yeah, look, the Toldos are not Maktame Adam Kalim, the Av is. So we looked at the Tosfos, and we'll get to that in a moment. And then number two, he looked at Rav Chana and spoke about an intriguing machlokas Rishonim, says centers around the Gemara and Chulin, in terms of the nuances of what do you mean that Av is Matame Adam Mekalim, but a Rishon is not Matame Adam Mekalim. And finally, we touched very briefly, maybe let's mention it now, Sherat Shech Hazera Tameis. Let's get started with this before we get into Tosfos. I think we mentioned this last initially when we were learning the sugya. So there is an interesting question that comes up and may have some practical relevance. Maybe not. Sherat Shech Hazera and Tameis. So when we think about Tuma, usually we think about, as we've been discussing, Avos and Toldos and so forth. There is one other way. One other way of thinking about Tuma, and that is there's a three-way categorization that the Psukim give in Parshas Naso. Because what's enough to mean whether something's Tamei or Tar? Parshas, even Ezra suggests at one point in the 80 Shul Shamikra indicates it's not there to become Tamei. We generally do not assume that way. It's not there for a Kohen to become Tamei Tumas Mace. That's a more or less accurate statement. But other than that, why does it matter Tamei or Tar? The answer is Kedusha and Tuma don't mix. So I cannot eat Karbanos, I cannot eat Truma. If I am Tamei, if it is Tamei, I cannot enter the Beis HaMikdash if I'm Tamei. I can't bring Tamei things into the Beis HaMikdash. And then you drop on there various chumras as well. That's the basic, the more kadosh something is, the more needs to be maintained with Tahar. Now, in terms of this issue, but that's what we refer to as Tumas Mikdash B'Kadashim. Not to engage Kachim when they're Tamei, or when you're Tamei, and not to walk into Mikdash when you're Tamei. Now, in terms of not walking into Mikdash, that's a mitzvah asnal in Israel, also mitzvah asay, appears in Parashas Nasal, Shiluach Tameim Min HaMachaneh. If someone is Tamei, he has to be sent out. In the days of Moshe Rabbeinu in the Midbar, so you had three Machanos. Machna Shechina was the Mishkan in the center, and the Levim lived around on all four sides. And Moshe, the Kohanim on one side, and Kahaz, the rest of Kahaz, the Merari and Gershon, all four sides. And then around that, the larger concentric square was the 12 Shvatim, the non-Levi Shvatim. So the Mishkan in the center is Machna Shechina, then you have Machna Leviya, then you have Machna Yisrael. So the Torah says, and there are contemporary equivalents. Once they came into Eretz Yisrael, so once they built Beis HaMikdash, so you have the actual Beis HaMikdash itself is Machna Shechina, the Azara, the part of Beis HaMikdash you can actually bring Karbanos. You have the building, the Heichal, and the area that immediately surrounds it, the open air area that's fenced in, that's called the Azara, that's where you bring Karbanos. It's the Mizbeach and the Kira located. That's Machna Shechina. And the rest of the Harabai is the rest of the mountain is Machna Leviya. And finally, all of Yerushalayim, and perhaps also every city that's who kept his home, most of Yeshua Benon, has the status of Machna Yisrael. So what are the rules of these three? So the Pasuk says, Vishalchu min ha-machane, that's in Parshas Naso. Vishalchu min ha-machane, who do you have to send out of the machane? Kol tzeruah v'chol zav v'chol tamei la-nefesh. Someone who's a mitzora, or someone who's a zav, or someone who's tamei la-nefesh, a tamei meis. All three are avos, ha-tama. So what's the difference between the three? So the Chazal understands that the three, the reason why we're listing all three is because they correspond to three machnos. So Ruah has to leave all three machnos. He had to be outside Machne Yisrael, and indeed he has to be outside of every Yerum Kappas Choma. The Zav only has to leave two machnos. He couldn't be the Machne Shechir, Machne Ovia, but he could be Machne Yisrael. So Zav has to leave the entire Har HaBayis, but not Yerushalayim. And finally, the Tamil Anafesh, the Tamei Meis, only has to leave Machne Shechina. Can't be in the Mishkan, and Ledoros cannot be in the Azar of the Beis HaMikdash. That was the Dinim Daraisa. Those are the Dinim Daraisa.
Okay.
So again, so you have Teruah, Zav, Tamil Nefesh. Tamil Nefesh has sent out one Machana Minot Torah, Zav out of two, and the Teruah out of all three. So what sort of categories are those? So Chazal explain, Teruah is unique. Mitzorah is Mishlach L'chutzul Chodim Machana, so the Mitzvah is also Badat Yeshev. The difference between the Zav and the Tamil HaNafesh is the Zav is an example of Tuma Yotza Olav Migufo, while the Tamil HaNafesh is an example of Tumas Maga. The Zav is Tamei because of himself, internally. He became a Zav. The Zav left his body. Tamil HaNafesh, he happens to be an Avatuma, but it's a Tumas Maga. He came in contact with the mace, or the Chevrei Kachol. So he's a lower level. So, again, if you're just a Tumas Maga, Seminatorah, you only have to say Avda Azara. If you're a Tuma Yotza of Migufo, like a Zav, you have to say Avda the entire Arabayis, Min HaTorah. What?
All three. Yeah,
so that's
out.
Why, in terms of Knesset LaHarabayis, the fact that we don't have Parah Aduma, so that means we remain Tamei Meis, because Tumas Meis, you require Paraduma to remove the Tumah entirely, Mikvah alone won't work. So we all remain Tamei Meis until we find the Paraduma. So that's why there's nothing we can do that will allow us to enter deep into the Har HaBayis, into where the Azara is, where the Asur Min HaTorah for any Tamei whatsoever to be. Or even Midrabanan, we expand that area beyond the Azara. If a Jew didn't go to Mikvah properly, then it could be he would be forbidden to enter anywhere in the Azara because who's a woman might be a Yoletis, okay, or Nida, those are certain Tumah Yotzal Migufo, and a man, that's a Shiloh we do touch on a little bit, it seems to be maybe Machlokes, how do you look at a Baal Keri? Because the Mishnah says Shichva Zera. Number one question is a Baal Keri Ava Tumah Rishon Tumah? And then a related question, that maybe not the same, is even if he's Rishon LeTumah, do we see him as Tumah Yotza of Gufo? In which case, he's Asur Min HaTorah the entire Har HaBayis, even if he hangs around the outer perimeter, right inside the wall of the Har HaBayis. So that's why we assume that even those who will have their large machlokas in Eretz Yisrael, both halachically and politically, and entering into Har HaBayis, but even those who are Mekel would insist on everything goes to mikvah and Arab Shemesh to remove the concern of Balkari in case Balkari is considered Tumah Yotza of Migufo, in which case Balkari can't enter anywhere into the Har HaBayis. So you go to mikvah with a proper mikvah with Arab Shemesh, remove the Tumas Balkari. The only Tumah that remains is Tumas Meis. So Tumas Meis, Meatori can't go into Machna Shechina to Azara. Midrabanan, even there are certain inner areas of the Har HaBayis you can. If you stay around the perimeter, so you're in an area which is permitted to a Tameis, only forbidden to Tumah Yotza Olav Migufo. That's part of the significance, the question that's raised by the terminology in the Mishnah of Shechva Zara. It didn't say Balkar, just said Shechva Zara. Where does it leave the Balkar? Sounds like he's a Rishon L'Tumah and Avatumah. Does that also mean that he's Tumas Maga as opposed to Tumah Yotza Olav Migufo or not? Now Tosfos raised the question in the end of the Gemara. The Gemara says that this differentiates between the Avos and Toldos. So Tosfos raises the following question. Okay, so coming back here, the Tosfos raised the question that the Gemara makes it sound like it's always the case that the Av transmits Tuma to the Tolda, and now the Tuma Tolda is a lower level. Yeah, especially as we mentioned the other day, given the fact that when it comes to Nezikin is 99% Keotibo, in one case Av Keotibo, the Gemara doesn't say that's like Tuma, or that's like Shabbos, that's in between. It sounds like Shabbos and Tuma are 100%. Tosfos says not 100%. There is a case where it stays the same level. What's that? That's the din of Cherev Harehu Kechal. Again, by Tumas may know it's exceptional in a number of ways. One way in which it's exceptional is that the original source of Tumah is what we refer to as Navi Avos. The actual mace doesn't operate as an Avatumah because the Tumay mace, someone who came in contact with the mace, he operates as an Avatumah. He is Matami Adam Kalim. That's why we refer to the mace itself as Avi Avos HaTumah, because what he generates is as the status of an Avatumah. Number two, another of the many exceptionalities of Tumas mace, but another one that's relevant here is the idea of Cherev HaRei Kuchal. That it's specifically if the mace transmits tuma to a person, you step down from avi avos to av. If the mace transmits tuma to a kli, what type of kli? Machluk, as we shown in Rashi, Tosfos says specifically a metal kli. The Rambam says not only metal but any type of kli other than cheres. It doesn't step down at all. It has the same status of avi avos tuma. Furthermore, according to most Rishonim, the same is true as well for the Tamei Mace. I'm a person who went to a funeral, and I'm a human Av HaTumah, so if I come in contact with a Kli, again, either metal specifically or anything other than Cheres, that Kli will, like me, be an Av HaTumah rather than stepping down to a Rishon LaTumah. Tosfos says so that's...
If a metal or a non-Cheres
it becomes avivos. That's cherev harei kuchal. That's mamash what the pasuk is describing. The knife, the sword that touched the dead body. And then the round point that maybe from a different pasuk we derive, that tamei mace, if he touches clothing or some other kli, it has a status of avatum. It's tamei for 7 days. It requires para aduma, not merely to become tahar, not merely tefillah b'mikvah, and that it's metamei. Like any other avatuma, it's metame adam mekelim as well as olchal mashke. So Tosfos says that's an exception. That's a case where it's not. But we're told saying arkayot zibehen. Right? So that was Tosfos' question. Tosfos' answer was it's similar but not identical, and that's enough to render it lav kayot zibehen. How is it similar but not identical? Because as we said, this din is only when you go from adam to kli. Adam to adam is no such din. Kli to Adam or Kli to Kli also no such thing. It's only from Adam to Kli, either the dead human, the corpse, Avivos HaTumah to Kli, as it stays Avivos HaTumah, or a live human, Tumeimes, to the Kli. That's what Rabbeinu Tam points out when you learn the opening Mishnayos, Maseches Alas, any direction other than Adam to Kli is always a step down. So Tosfos says what that means is that it's true that the Kli is basically the same as the Adam as Matame, except that Adam can Matame another Kli, Leos Kimoso. The Kli would not be Matame another Kli, Leos Kimoso. Right? So if you have, let's say, a fellow went to a funeral and then he touches a pocket knife. So it's true that both he and the pocket knife are Avatuma. It's true that both he and the pocket knife are Matame Adam Kem Ochel Mashim, and both he and the pocket knife require Paraduma and Hazash Lish Yishvi. The way in which they differ is that if this fellow touches another pocket knife, so that the new pocket knife is also an avatuma. While if the pocket knife touches the second pocket knife, it's only Rishon Tum. That's kli to kli, that's not adam to kli. So there is, it's not osei kayotzibah. By cherev harei kuchal, the cherev is 90% the same as the chal, but not 100%. Not 100%. So that's Tosfos' answer. Now this also raised, we touched on, we'll close with this, Rav Chanan points out that there's an intriguing, sort of the intersection of Cherev HaKhalal and what our Gemara discusses. See, our Gemara says, that an av is metame adam kelim, and a tolda is not metame adam kelim. Rucharim points out that there is an intriguing gemara in Chulin, a somewhat complex gemara in Chulin. Gemara talks about a tamei who's using a knife to shech the carbon, but he's outside of he's going to stand outside of the azara. It's a long knife he sticks into the azara to shech the animal. So the gemara starts bothered. What do you mean? If the tamei is not touching the animal, the tamei is outside the azara, but he's mitam of the knife. The knife is mitam of the animal. Gemara says it must be that he's not a Tamei Mes. It must be that he's a Tamei Sheretz. He's only a Tamei Sheretz. He's only a Rishon. He's not the top of the knife at all. Oh, if he would be a Tamei Mes, then what? So we would have said, well, if he's a Tamei Mes, say he's an Avatama. So then he touches the knife, makes it a Rishon Latama, touches the animal, once it's dead, is Basar, Shein Latama. That would be sufficient to create a problem. The Gemara doesn't say that. The Gemara says, He's a Tamei Mes, he's an Avatama. So the knife is also an Avatama because Chayrek Chol, the time of the Basar. So the Rishon Rashi is very bothered to see it. It's more firepower than you need. You didn't even have to invoke, even without Chayrek Chol, it would be true. Even without Chayrek Chol, even it steps down, the knife is a Rishon, but still it's the time of the Basar to be Sheni. So Rashi is okay. It's not necessary, but it happens to be true. It is true, so the Gemara mentioned it. The other Rishonim are not so thrilled with that. Specifically, the Rabban and the Ritva. We looked at the Ritva inside.
It could mean if you want to wait.
The Ritva then points out another interesting question, which is, well, why did we have to talk about sheretz? Why do we have to talk about sheretz? Because the contrast to the guys in Avatuma Temez was he became Tamei from a Sheretz. Now he's only a Rishon. Why do we have to change so much? Why couldn't we just talk about, instead of he's a Temez, he touched the Temez. Keep it within Tumas Mez, just step him down from the Av to the Rishon. So the Ritva goes, excuse me, I said before the Ritva disagrees with Rashi. I'm sorry, Ritva does not disagree with Rashi. Ritva goes along the lines of Rashi, and he explains Rashi more. He says that too is only the Rav Chadimilsa. You're right, we really could have spoken about that the fellow is a Rishon L'Tumah of Tumas Mace, because he's a Rishon L'Tumah, so the knife is a zero. Right? However, others point out that the simple reading of the Gemara is not like that. The simple reading of the Gemara is... Is that if it would be even a Rishon L'Tumah of Tumas Mace, the knife would be Tame as well. We dafka needed to move to Sheretz. Why would we dafka need to move to Sheretz? So that we saw that several suggested by Tanura talks about this. That what? And this is what Rebbe Chaim picks up on. That we saw some others who talk about this as well, that maybe if the Rishon L'Tumah of Tumas Mace touched the knife, it would be Tumah. Why? We need to talk about Sheretz. Why? Because the simple reason of that Gemara and Chulin is that if you you would say Cherek L'Chol there. If you person to Kli Aviavos, person to Kli Av, or person to Kli Rishon. Now, Rashi didn't say that. Many Rishonim don't say that, but some do. Why? The simple reason of that Gemara, all the two, right, Rav points out from Rashi, there are really two pieces of the Gemara that don't work so well. he have to say a lav davka. The simple of the Gemara in Chulin is that a rishon l'tuma tumas meis person makes the knife an avat, makes the kli a rishon l'tuma as well. It's only when you're tumei sherets that doesn't happen. In other words, the simple reading of the Gemara in Chulin is that cherek achal applies even by a rishon l'tuma if you're a person who has tumas meis. Our Gemara seems to indicate clearly not that way. Our Gemara says that a tolda is not metame adam bekelim. And Rabbi Chanan points out in Kovetz Aris that the question seems to be, what is this rule? Is the pshat, why is it that normally if a rishon l'tumah touches adam bekelim, they don't become tamei? Is a pshat that rishon doesn't have the power to metame adam bekelim, or is a pshat that adam bekelim cannot become a sheni? Is it a chisar on the side of the metame, or on the side of the makabel tumah? That rishon can't do that, or adam bekelim can't become a sheni? Usually, it doesn't matter. If a rishon with metame then the makabel tumah becomes a sheni. The nafkamina though is over here, because you have a rishon l'tuma. If you apply chayav kachalo, the kli will become a rishon l'tuma as well. So if you say, so Rashi says, Rashi rishon will follow, but another rishon will follow Rashi said, it's the pasha reading of our Gemara that a rishon doesn't have the power to be metame, to give off tuma in that way. So even if you say chaver kachal, if it would be metame, the other one would be a rishon too. Yeah, but the adam rishon doesn't have the power to give off tuma that way. So we do not say, according to Rashi and the Ritva and the others, we do not say chaver kachal by rishon tuma. Whereas the bar tenura udi ime, they hold the other mahal. They hold that it is not a chisaron in the metame, it's a chisaron in the mekabel tuma. Adam bekelim can't become a sheni. If they can become a rishon. Normally, the way they become a rishon is by the mekabel tuma from an av. But if you can apply chevrek achalal, so you could become a rishon by being mekabel tuma from another rishon. So that's what the bar tenura holds. It does work. And what really emerges is the steer between the simperin of Bavakam and Dav Beis and simperin of Chul and Dav Gimel. Because as we saw, Rashi is madchik the Gemara Chul and Dav Gimel because of his shita that you cannot say Chere Kachal. The simperin of Gemara Chul and Dav Gimel is you do say Chere Kachal by Rishon Latoma, by a person's Rishon Latoma. The simperin of Bavakam and Dav Beis and Beis, you do not. The Machol seems to be which Gemara will control. Rov Rishonim say we follow the simperin of Bavakam. And the Bar Tanura says, no, we're going to follow some brain of the Gemara in Chulin.
So is that a machlokas?
Yes.
It is a machlokas. It is machlokas.
It's
between the two
Gemaras. Well, I don't know if machlokas between the two Gemaras. It is a steer between the two Gemaras, and it seems like you have to matchiv one or the other. Rashi and Ritva explain, the Gemara in Chulin lav dafka. You're right, it sounds like that doesn't really mean that. That we should follow the Simperin of the Gemara in Bava Kama. They don't say that, but that's how I'm presenting it. It's really... What's driving them is the Simperin of the Gemara Bava Kama. The other tzad is flies in the face of the Simperin of the Gemara Bava Kama. But then the Gemara Chulin is glut. So that seems like I think what's really going on here is which Gemara. You have to matrik one of the two Gemaras. Or you could have said Tzimachol Gemara Sugyas. But if you're not going to say that, then you have to matrik one of the two Gemaras. The question is which one do you follow? Shkach.